Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on The Grave Talks, your soul's secret blueprint. Part two of our conversation with astrologer Suzanne Gerber. Do you find, because sometimes to me, it's almost astrology and life coaching almost kind of goes together. Then other times it feels like astrology and psychic abilities kind of go together. Do you find that there's a combination of all those things in what you do?
Astrology really is just a diagnostic tool, ultimately. I call the chart a psychic MRI. It's like a scan. We can see things that others can't see. So boom, you've got a scan. Well, what are you going to do with it? You go to a doctor. One doctor might say, oh, we're going to have to operate. Another doctor might say, let's talk about what's going on in your life. Are you, you know, going through something troubling? Or a third doctor might say, what do you eat? What's your diet like? Mm-hmm. Do you exercise? So the astrologer, what is her perspective on life? Astrology is just a description of what we see. If people want to take steps to make changes in their life, then we want to bring in not diagnostic tools, but actual strategies and modalities. Any good astrologer uses intuition. You can't not.
You'd have to.
You work with symbolism. You work in this kind of abstract world. Messages come to you. I hear things. I'll just be talking. I'll go, oh, and I'll kind of shake my head because it kind of shakes me. And I'll make a clear distinction to someone. I'll say, that is pure astrology. But what I'm going to ask you here is more intuitive, right? I keep it separate. But then when somebody says, well, Suzanne, how do I begin to get over that? Well, the suggestions that I'm going to make come from psychotherapeutic models. They come from coaching training. They come from Buddhist and spiritual models that have to do with attachment and liberation. So I have a pretty big toolkit. I've studied and been initiated in a lot of different practices. And so they're not all right for everybody. You know, we're not going to put everybody into surgery and we're not going to get everybody eating, say, a plant-based diet. No, there's no one size fits all. I'm going to listen sensitively, intuitively, and I'm going to get a sense and I'm going to watch the person's body language. And I'm going to kind of look at their background. And do they have this like clean, minimalist place? Or are there papers everywhere? Are they confused? Are they getting a lot of interruptions? They might not be able to follow the same suggestions. So a lot goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
And there are astrologers who are out and out psychic or mediums, and they can actually speak and get messages from souls who've crossed over. That's not my forte. That's not my thing. But there are people who do that. I'm much more psychologically, spiritually, but then also, you know, in that let's take action steps kind of way, kind of coaching.
And one thing, I set this interview up with Christelle. All of a sudden, yeah, when that came out, I was like, was that correct? And she said, because we're kind of going back and forth about having you on the show, and she said, here's some topics you could talk about. And she said, astrology and the paranormal, which really surprised me. I was not expecting her to say that. And the other one I was particularly interested in, just as a personal interest, was astrology and reincarnation, because I'm very fascinated by the concept of reincarnation. And so I was wondering if you'd want to talk a little bit about either of those or even both of those
topics. I would love to.
So let's start with astrology and the paranormal, because I talk about paranormal all day, but that really interested me.
Well, it depends on what we mean by it. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the individual. Mm-hmm. And we can see, usually, with clarity, people who have a natural predisposition, whether that's an interest in or a gift in. And for some people, Carol, it could be an absolute terror of. And that usually suggests something in a past life. Maybe the way they died in a past life that was so terrifying, they said, never again. And what we see, and it connects to the past life, to the reincarnation part pretty neatly, because this is something we see in the chart. Now, this isn't, we can see it with some of the planets, particularly the planet Neptune, which is about the supernatural. It's about things that you cannot explain with the rational mind. It's about a connection to the divine and the beyond. And it's associated with, of the 12 houses, it's associated with the last house, because that's the Pisces house. And that's kind of in our evolution. If we start off as an Aries, I'm going to individuate. I'm going to become the best me I'm meant to be. And then when we go through our life, and it doesn't have to be chronologically, it's just evolutionarily, we realize, wow, I'm also a spirit. And the body's going to die, and I'm going to return to that realm. And so I want to make sure that I'm doing things that will lead to the best possible rebirth and next lifetime. And so we become more aware of the consequences of our actions. And so Neptune will show us a sensitivity to these things, compassion, kindness, empathy, quite often a sensitivity to animals, often the ability to communicate with animals, but it can also, and it's poetic and inspirational, and it allows us to let go of our attachments in this world. Now that's beautiful, high Neptune, but that same Neptune on a lower vibration can be confusion and delusion and fantasy and addiction and escapism and mental illness. So how is the Neptune working for this person? Got to talk to him and find out. But Neptune, especially when it has positive relationships with other planets, when it's in parts of the chart that talk about emotion, sensitivity, intuition, going beyond, we will see, like when I've read for many psychics and mediums and people who work with that world, you know, the supernatural world. And you will almost always see certain houses, the eighth house, which is the Scorpio house, which is the mysteries of life, and the 12th house, Pisces, the divine, the mystical. We'll see the moon involved. We'll see Neptune involved. And we'll see a couple indications that there's this asteroid called Chiron. People might have heard of him as the wounded healer. Chiron in those areas can show a gift, but also perhaps something from a past life where maybe, I see this a lot, where people died because they maybe were witches or alchemists or something that went against the organized religion of the time. And, you know, the church, and that's just any big church, did not look favorably on people who had more information and therefore more power than they did. So those people were not met, you know, dealt with very kindly. People carry this into this lifetime. So many people have a fear, a terror, I mean, paralysis about speaking their truth. They will get sore throats. They will get laryngitis. They will touch. I'll be talking to them. They'll touch their throat a lot during the reading. I go, why'd you do that? They go, oh my God, I didn't even know I did that, because it's protection. And we see this very clearly. And this starts to get a little advanced. These aren't planets. They're intersection points between where the moon's orbit connects with, intersects the Earth's orbit around the sun on the celestial ecliptic. And that point, which takes almost 19 years to complete a full cycle, and this is the eclipse cycle. And that's why eclipses are associated with really weird and surprising and mystical and intense experiences. It's because it involves the nodes. And these things are happening very high up in space in the ionosphere. I mean, this is the physics of it. Well, it makes sense because that's where our physical, the extent of human inner space meets outer space, meets the divine, meets the supernatural. And that's where this is happening. So it makes sense that these things would take on larger than life themes and significance in our lives. And so the nodes, there's two of them. One is, we call it the dragon's tail, and it's what you come in with, the karma you come in with, what you've done, what you've already experienced or become overly reliant on, and it's gotten you stuck. So the understanding is, we'll take the good bits, take the courage, take the intelligence, whatever, but get out of it. And you move toward the other polarity point, the north node. And that's where we look at soul purpose. And the south node comes easily, but the north node is hard. And the understanding is, in spiritual or evolutionary astrology, this is what we're meant to work toward. And the sign that these nodes are in, the houses, the relationship that they make with other planets, can actually help us get a sense. Maybe not of a, you know, the way a psychic or a regressionist could help you find where you lived, what community, what era. You know, when you get regressed, they say, look at your shoes. Are you a man or a woman? What's around you? Are there electric lights? You know, how we place it in time. This won't tell you that, but this will give you kind of a metaphoric sense of the past life. You died because you spoke up for your truth. You had special powers, or maybe you were an enslaved person, and this is a lifetime about not just finding your own freedom, but helping other people find theirs. So we can see analogous circumstances that can be, they can fill in answers to things that just don't make sense in this lifetime.
Astrology as a, I'm not sure the term, a science or a practice, or is it pretty universal that everyone agrees with reincarnation and the concept of that and kind of working with past and working towards where you're going?
You can't say always or everybody, right? Because there's always going to be outliers, right, and exceptions. But I would say 21st century astrology presumes the immortality of the soul, which implies life after life, reincarnation, because there's just too many things about this life. Little kids who say, oh, that's the house I used to mm-hmm. live in when I was a man, right? Or, mom, when I was your parent, what would possess a four-year-old to speak like
right.
that? And not just once. We have thousands and infinite numbers of people sharing their stories of this with their own children or children they've observed. This is not, and when people do the research, right, the little kid who says, I was this, you know, pilot who was shot down in this place, in this other country, and they tell you things, and this was my best friend, come on.
I am fascinated by those stories. Every time I come across one, it's just these kids talking about, and this was the type of plane I was flying. Well, how would a kid even know that? Or right. I was in this sort of car. I watched one once where the kid described some car like from the 1960s. This kid wouldn't know the make and model of a car from the 60s, but he did. And this is where the accident happened. And this, you know, this is what happened. I find it just fascinating.
There was just such a huge, you know, body of empirical evidence of this. It's not just if it happened to two kids, you know, you might write it off as, you know, a very, you know, vivid imagination. My one, not my astrology teacher, but another really wonderful spiritual teacher that I had for many years. And she told me about a time, and she's a very humble person who does not go around bragging about herself. And she and her husband were visiting a pyramid. And I don't even think it was in Egypt, but it was somewhere. There's pyramids all over, right? The ancient world. And they were getting a tour of a pyramid. And the fella who was giving the tour was explaining the different chambers. And she goes, right. And over there in the corner, there's a block that moves, and there's the stairs that go down into the basement. And that's where, you know, people were sent to die. And the guy just went, excuse me? And she said, no, well, look, go over there. I'm sure that that thing still moves. And unbeknownst to this man who was a tour guide of this pyramid, the stone moved and there was a ladder and it was underneath. And he said to her, how in the world do you know that? She said, oh, I used to sweep this pyramid.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? And so at the end of the day, he goes to his boss. You're never going to believe this. That's something else.
Yeah.
Now, with you, in order to get on this path that you're on, did you have to find a mentor to help you? Because your knowledge is so vast about it. You know, I think it's more than just reading up and taking a class. You know what I'm saying? So to really get to where you're at, you know, if someone's interested in this, do you suggest a mentor, or how would you even go about learning more? Of course, reading books is always a good idea. I'm not dismissing that by any means.
Yeah, that's enrichment. I was very blessed. I found a teacher. I had been living in Europe, and I came back to the States and picked up our little New York weekly alternative newspaper called The Village Voice for your older listeners. And, you know, I did what you do with The Village Voice. You pick it up, you look at the headline, and then you flip it over and you go to the back page, because that was the really cool page where all the classified ads were. The people who said, I saw you on that uptown train. Did you notice me? Call me. You know, pre-internet, how would we? We didn't have online
right.
chat rooms and bulletin boards. And so it was the cool thing. And I said, I'm going to find my teacher. Literally, the very first ad, the very first week that I was back in New York, it said, astrology class is now forming, call so-and-so, and a phone number. And I shout out to my then boyfriend, oh, I found my astrology teacher. I did no research, and I'm such a researcher. I did no due diligence. I just knew it. So she was my teacher for 3 years, twice a week, a couple hours a week, devotion. She gave us handouts. She said, memorize them. I memorized them. I like to think I remember every single word she spoke. That's probably not realistic, but I was a sponge. And then maybe a couple of years after that, I met a woman. I went for some kind of psychic reading, you know, when everybody's talking about someone, you're like, oh, I have to see her. And she said, you do astrology too, right? She said, you're not learning it. You're remembering it.
Oh, that's an interesting difference.
Yeah. Because when you are, you know, it's like when you go back to something, you go, oh, yeah, now I remember. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's because we forget, because we take in so much information in a lifetime. And especially the longer we live, the more information that comes in. But I do recommend, and I talk about this all the time, the internet is both the best thing and the worst thing that's ever happened for astrology. Why do I say that? Because it's accessible. Things that we couldn't get our hands on back in the day. Access to brilliant teachers and researchers and bodies of information and community. This is a beautiful thing. But on the other hand, how do you know what's good? Mm-hmm. How do you know what's based on traditional principles? And somebody else going, you know, what I'm thinking is that Jupiter is saying it wants, who knows, right? We have so much stuff out there today. And then let's say you take a little bit from this teacher and they teach in this style. But then you take a little bit from this teacher and they use a whole different set of basic premises. And you're like, wait, am I learning this in French or German or English? You don't know. You get a mishmash. You don't have foundations to build on. So what I say to people is get a teacher. Get a teacher you resonate with. Get somebody who has a worldview that inspires you, who speaks in from a grounded place, but also visionary. And take a certain number of classes with that person or have them mentor you. But then read, get more information, but have a structure or a framework that you can build on. And that's the best approach to it. And there's some very wonderful tried and true teachers out there. I try to align myself with those people because I have to work in my integrity because I've been very blessed to have teachers who worked in theirs. And that's my best advice. And I would also say, be a little skeptical. You know, if somebody says something, you don't have to challenge them and say, I think you're wrong, but you could just say, why do you say that? Mm-hmm. Can you explain that to me? Where does that information come from? That's the way we learn. That's critical thinking.
I think that's good advice in everyday life, actually.
Yes.
Now, because I think a lot of times when someone goes to visit a psychic, I think it's usually because there's a connection that we're missing, a loved one we're missing. We need some kind of connection, and this person can help us get to that level. With what you do you find more people come to you kind of more for advice, or maybe they're lacking direction, they're trying to find a path? What do you find that most people who seek out your services, what is it that they're looking for?
Well, everybody is different.
Well, true.
And everybody
true.
Is coming from for different reasons, but the biggies are always relationship and love. Career and money and finances. Sometimes it's health. Sometimes it's other relationships, friend relationships, children relationships. But it really, more and more, it has to do with understanding their significance and their purpose in this life, which is not always aligned with the work they do, because our purpose has more to do with who we get to become to do these things. Mm-hmm. And secondarily, it has to do with healing. Because I think there's been this collective awareness of that there are wounds. Now, we're not walking around like victims. Some people are, and we very quickly disabuse them of that. We help them see that they're very powerful. But it's also ancestral wounding. And there's a very strong awareness that's come up, really. It was here before COVID, but COVID, I think, really galvanized it. When people had a lot of time alone and a lot of time online, and what are we reading about? This beautiful aspirational desire to liberate ourselves from these old intergenerational patterns of what we've inherited, both through these cosmic kinds of generational patterns, but also through epigenetics, when there's abuse and depression and perhaps addiction. Well, one of the behaviors that can come about is abusive behavior toward children. And that gets passed along. And that's not in the genes. That's what we call epigenetics. It's the behavior that produces the results, what we're exposed to. And so, yeah, we can't change our genes, but we can change whether or not they express by what we focus on and the behaviors that we enact, but also the influences that we allow in our life. And we have to learn how to shield ourselves and to put up really good boundaries to these people who would prey on our, you could say, weaknesses. I call them our beautiful sensitivities. These are real vampires. You know, they don't have the fangs. Garlic won't keep them away. But energy-wise, they feed on our energy.
Now, you have a website, and it's starsandstoneshealing.com, and we'll put a link on the show notes so people can just click real easily right there. But you can book a reading through your website.
They can. And, you know, Carol, some people aren't even ready to do that. They want to have a conversation. You know, are you real? What would I get out of this? I'm afraid it won't help. And so I offer a free complimentary call because I know when I'm starting like really intense work with somebody, I'd like to have a brief
call.
That's
a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And my name is Suzanne. And so I've got, you can go to ask as an ask a question, asksuzanne.com. That'll take them right to my calendar and they can book a complimentary call. And we get really real right out of the gate.
And then when they do that, do you get, do you just have a conversation or do you get the basic information, you know?
I don't do free readings, but we'll talk about what's bothering them and we'll, I'll get a sense of if I think I can help. I usually feel like I can, but every now and then, being candid, I feel like people need therapy. Mm-hmm. And that would be more appropriate to find a local person or maybe someone online and go through process work where they meet every week and they really start to understand the conditions, the circumstances in their own childhood that led to these syndromes, let's call them.
Yeah.
Understanding astrology won't help them if they really have to get to some of these core, these core understandings and do some therapeutic work to overcome them.
That makes a lot of sense to me. You can't do everything for them. And sometimes
it's not my job.
Exactly.
My sister's the psychologist. She went that route. I went this route. So
you guys are, I bet your Thanksgiving dinners together and stuff are kind of interesting.
Well, really so, because she's also a palm reader and a tarot card reader.
No, okay. Now she's really interesting to me. That's really something.
Yeah. We've worked at events together. And it's just always.
I love that so much.
And we've been doing this since we were teenagers.
That is so interesting. Which would be kind of funny as a psychologist. And then there would be that temptation. Let me see your hand.
Oh, she always did. She worked with children. She worked in the school district. And she would do a lot of psychological testing, right? Because that's their version of a chart, right? It's their diagnostic tool. And she would always make a point of looking at their hands. And one of my favorite, she has so many incredible stories. She loves children and she has a real sensitivity and understanding of them. And she was looking at one little girl, very precocious. And she asked if she could look at the hand, and the hand confirmed her sense of this girl. And she said, well, you're very careful about what you have to say, aren't you? And she said, she was all of 5 years old, and she said, just like you, Miss Gerber.
Yeah, I'd like to just hang out with the two of you sometime. That would be such an interesting conversation.
Well, we would love
the
to.
Both
and,
you know,
we love people with your birthday, so you fit right in.
Right. So you can go to starsandstoneshealing.com and get more information, or the other website was asksuzanne.com.
Yeah, that's okay. Just to book a quick call.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, Carol, that I offer people, you and I didn't get a chance to talk about this, but there's all kinds of ways that we can get out of our own way and we can maximize our genius, right? And sometimes people, when they have trust issues, they can't quite get to the surrendering or the trust. I mean, understandably, right? And then they can feel really trapped. I can't get going. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Everything I do, I get stuck. I sabotage myself. So there's kind of a foolproof way that I believe, that I've come to see. And that's having a gratitude practice. Because no matter how much we can complain about our lives, there's always something to be grateful for.
Right.
Whether that's to be able to listen to beautiful music or songbirds, or to go out into nature, right? Or just to have like a soft fabric touching our skin, or to see with our eyes, or to eat chocolate. I mean, there's so many things that we can be grateful for. They don't all have to be grandiose. But a lot of times people are like, I don't know how to do that, or I'm so angry, I can't get over my anger. And so I actually did a little talk and I give people a micro practice and I give some very practical advice. And that's a free gift that I offer. And I will have sent you the link, and you could put it right here on my on the show notes, and it's right available on my website. They just sign up for it. It's absolutely free, no obligation, and it's just a little talk about allowing gratitude to become a practice that you do. Gratitude, science tells us this, gratitude, when we are in an active state of giving gratitude, we raise everything has a frequency. Everything emits a vibration. Everything from the desk we're sitting at to our different organs to our states of consciousness. And when we're in gratitude, we go to a higher level of consciousness. What happens when we raise our vibration? We attract things on that level. I hate to say higher because that sounds judgmental, but it is a lighter, it's a less dense frequency. And so gratitude is a very selfish act to practice because we raise our vibration and we attract higher, more desirable things into our lives. So I invite everybody listening to go to this link and sign up for this gift and take about 20 minutes or something. When you have a few minutes, just pop in your earbuds and go to a quiet place and listen to this talk about gratitude. And I really invite everybody to every morning before you get out of bed, take a minute and find something that you're grateful for.
That is so interesting to me that you would bring that up because I have been doing that at night before I go to bed. And I try to think of all of the things that happened during the day that I was grateful for. So I would love to listen to that.
Well, sign up, Carol.
Okay, I'm going to do that. And so I can sign up through the website?
Yeah, through the link. It's a particular link that okay. I'm going to give you.
So you send that to me, and then yeah. I will put that on the show notes. That
right.
would be great.
And that will get people signed up for my very infrequent newsletter. And in the newsletter, they're going to get more information about astrology. And, you know, occasionally when I have things to offer, they'll learn about that. And they can unsubscribe at any time. But people tend to stick around on my
list. Yeah, I would love to have that as well. So
because they feel like my way of talking about the stars and these cosmic things is very positive and very life-affirming. And it's always about finding options
yeah.
and not letting ourselves feel stuck or defeated.
I'm in a very good place in my life, but I think that you all of us are a work in progress. We're never there. And we have to constantly be on our way there and working towards whatever exactly that is. I don't know, but lately my thing has been being grateful and
beautiful.
And there's
Absolutely, a lot
of things to be grateful
You're
for.
You're going through it's not exactly a once in a lifetime. It's more like a twice in a lifetime. It's a 50-year cycle. The planetoid Chiron is going over your sun, and you are awakening to dimensions of yourself and healing dimensions. Sometimes we don't even realize things need a little healing.
Right.
But it's really what it is. It's an upgrade.
Awesome.
And you're smack in the middle of it.
See, I'm so glad that you and I got to chat today.
Me too.
This made my day. Thank you so much for your time. And look for the links in the show descriptions. They'll be there. But thank you so much. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm so glad I got the chance to talk to you.
Well, as soon as you told me your birthday, Carol, I knew we were going to hit it off. So thank you so much for having me.
And that wraps up our conversation with astrologer Suzanne Gerber. For more information, visit our website at starsandstoneshealing.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the complete archive and advanced episodes, everything without the commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free there. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.